USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The end of Title 42 late Thursday is expected to bring a new flood of migrants to the southern border seeking to apply for asylum in the USA and enter the country legally. As for where they will stay,
we are expecting the worst. We are hearing numbers anywhere from 500 to 1,000 to 1,500.
That's John Martin, who runs a shelter in El Paso that's already at capacity of 200, with about 800 camped outside. The city of El Paso has declared a state of emergency and is opening old schools and the convention center as shelters. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's sending National Guard troops to the border to turn back people trying to enter the USA illegally. And Senator Ted Cruz is all for it.
Sending troops to the border can have an enormous positive effect. There's no doubt boots on the ground matter.
In Brownsville, Texas, the man accused of plowing into a group of migrants at a bus stop now faces charges. Police Chief Felix Sauceda says Brownsville resident George Alvarez has a long rap sheet. And now,
he has been formally charged and arraigned with 8 counts of manslaughter, 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He has received bonds totaling $3.6 million.
Sauceda says the SUV that Alvarez was driving ran a red light and flipped just before hitting a total of 18 people. 8 are dead. Several others are in critical condition. Police don't yet know if the act was intentional. The White House wants the airlines to pay up when your flight is canceled or delayed for reasons the airlines control, like pilots or flight attendants not showing up, or a plane with mechanical issues. President Biden said to unveil the proposed new rules today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed several bills that will try to dial down China's economic influence in the Sunshine State. One would ban Chinese nationals from owning farmland or any land that's within 10 miles of a military installation. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Is it radio waves or just your stressful lifestyle? A new study out of China says talking on a cell phone for just 30 minutes a week is linked to high blood pressure. It says those on the phone that long were 12% more likely to develop hypertension. A so-called smart gun is set to go on sale for real next year, but its pre-order inventory is just about sold out. A Colorado company called BioFire Technologies is building the gun. It's built with fingerprint and 3D facial recognition, meaning it will only fire when the owner holds it. The smart gun is locked by default. It will not work if anyone else, like a child, picks it up. The biggest dog show on earth is underway in New York. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show will feature thousands of dogs representing more than 200 breeds. You can watch the action on Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 most of today and tomorrow. The Navy has christened a new ship, the USS Cooperstown. It honors the town that's home to the Baseball Hall of Fame and the big league players who were also veterans. Among them, Lawrence Peter Berra, better known as Yogi. A new documentary about the Hall of Famer and New York Yankee legend is coming out this month. Berra played 18 years with the Yankees, and he managed both the Yankees and Mets. And he was on a rocket boat on D-Day during the invasion of Normandy. The film's called It Ain't Over, and it's produced by Yogi Berra's granddaughter. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.